ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परब्रह्म जगदाधिपति अस्तित सतसी सिमरे शिवाय इंद्रे शिवावे शरणारविंद शिल भक्ति विरंत को स्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की जय आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय कंफाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय नाम आचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री राधा श्री रसदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेम was here asked how Hiranyakashipu could have the nerve to always torture his son. The reason was that Hiranyakashipu was tortured himself. You may say that he was so powerful, there was no political enemy who could stand up against him, even the demigods were afraid. Who or what was torturing Hiranyakashipu? It was the most powerful of all torturers. You know him also. It's the Umsky. He was restless and passionate. And hated
Krishna.
So Prahlad Maharaj could have been as well-intentioned and obedient as possible. But Hiranyakashipu would hate him for being a devotee of
Krishna.
There is no, let us say, no understandable logic, at least for a devotee, not an understandable logic behind this hatred. Once there was a wolf. When the wolf came to the river, he saw a little downwards a wonderful little young sheep drinking water. And he wanted to eat the sheep. So he said, "You are a rascal. I have to kill you. Because your drinking the water pollutes my water, my drinking water. But the sheep said, this is not possible because I'm drinking downstream. Well, 1 year ago, you have spread a lie and rumor about me, said the wolf. The sheep said, it's not possible because I'm only 10 months old. Anyway, said the wolf and jumped on the sheep and killed it. This is how the demon is. He doesn't need a reason to be against a devotee. It's just enough that the other person is a devotee to be hateful towards him. When we go out on book distribution to the unconditioned souls, we sometimes meet such people. We can be as friendly as we want. We can send little innocent Sriram to present the books. But the demon will be against us. No matter what we try. To go out in this Kali Yuga and spread transcendental knowledge means to meet opposition by the demons. This meeting of opposition and overcoming it in a Krishna conscious way is the austerity of the Sankirtan devotee and the preacher.
To sretanje opozicije, suprotstavljanja je strogost Sankirtan Bhakta I propovjednika.
Sometimes devotees run from away from such a strogosti.
Ponekad Bhakte bježe od takvih strogosti.
But those who are facing it very quickly make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Oni koji se suočavaju sa tim vrlo brzo rade, imaju napredak u svjesnosti Krishna.
Krishna becomes personally indebted.
Krishna osobno zadužuje.
And the spiritual master also.
Duhovni učitelj također.
I remember that our devotees often went to Lebanon and other Arab or Muslim countries. And it was risky because of the Muslim fundamentalists to spread another philosophy, the Vedic philosophy and religion in these countries.
Bilo je prilično riskantno zbog islamskih fundamentalista širiti ovakvu drugačiju vjersku nauku.
But when Prabhupada heard about the activities of his preachers in the Muslim countries, he said, I take the dust of the lotus feet of this devotee on my head ski.
Kad je Prabhupada čuo za aktivnosti tih bhakta koji su širili centra Krišna u islamskim zemljama, rekao je, uzet ću prašinu sa lotus feet od takvih bhakta.
So today is the first day of our Janmashtami marathon, Vyasa Puja, Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja marathon, and I want to speak a little bit on spreading Krishna consciousness, especially in the times of a marathon. Who of you goes out for the marathon? Please raise your hand. Please. We should all go out in some ways. Nas Dragi, Rohini Sutta, Prabhu has instructed that if all the devotees distribute one book a day, then by 1996 for the Prabhupada Yasa Puja celebrations, the pile of books distributed will scratch the sky. It would be very nice if all or most of you can make it a point this time to think how they can also distribute books. This will encourage our Sankirtan devotees who are directly on the front line. And it will help that this marathon becomes really nice. I think Krishna is sending us a little cooler weather so that we can survive the heat of the marathon. No, you can all make some plans. See, it's holidays for many people, and your friends, I think, will like to read a good book at this time. Let me give you now an explanation why I think this is important for your spiritual lives. And there is a very interesting logic which the Supreme Personality of Godhead has. If you understand a little bit about Krishna's logic, then your life will be different. See, Krishna recognizes someone who spreads Krishna consciousness. And this has a reason. He wants all the conditioned souls to come back to his kingdom. He wants this more than the conditioned souls can want it. And Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that in this age of Kali, the way for people to get back to their spiritual destination is through the holy name and through the Vedic scriptures and through the mercy of Vaishnavas. So because a devotee knows that Krishna has that desire, he wants that they come back. He becomes an instrument in Krishna's hands. By helping to spread Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavatam it is said great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of the people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is present in everyone's heart. In other words, Krishna becomes most, or let me say, becomes so pleased upon a devotee who spreads Krishna consciousness that he thinks the spreading of Krishna consciousness is the greatest worship someone can do.
Krishna posle toliko zadovoljan s nekim ko širi svjetlost Krishne da razumije da je to najbolji oblik obožavanja
Krishne. It is described that worship without sacrifice is not proper worship.
Objašnjeno da obožavanje bez žrtve nije pravilno obožavanje.
If you want to worship Krishna, you have to give something.
Ako želite obožavati Krishnu, morate dati nešto.
You have to surrender something. You have to do something which ordinarily you might not do. And that is to take on Stragosti. This Stragosti, that I will do something to satisfy Krishna by going out to these books, book like people.
Ta strogost je da mislimo ja ću izaći s knjigama među te ljude nalik bukovima.
Yes, this is the highest way of worshiping Krishna.
Najviši način obožavanja Krishna.
Krishna recognizes you. He sees immediately, aha.
Krishna odmah prepozna takvu osobu i misli, ovo je specijalna osoba.
Look at Prabhupada.
Pogledajte Prabhupada.
In Beograd I have told the story how Prabhupada saved pig pen.
Beograd sam pričao priču kako je Prabhupada spasio pig pena.
Do you know who is pig pena?
No, znate ko je taj pig pen?
He was living in the park of Paris.
On je živio u parku u Parizu.
Yes. His he was a little mentally retarded. He never washed himself and was dirt caked. His hairs were never combed. They were dreadlocks. And they stood from dirt. If Pig Pen would have, you know, put his trousers away, they would also stand on the ground.
Pig Pen stavio svoje trakovite plaće kad bi skinuo, oni bi stavili u gliku, to pod pljačni su
bilo. And what is more, Pig Pen smelled like 10,000 pigs. So somehow Pig Pen had developed an attraction to the devotees. Every day he came and wanted some prasada. But Pig Pen had to stand 20 meters away from the temple, and then Sarva would come out with prasadam.
Pig Pen had to stand 20 meters from the temple, and then someone would come out with cheppini nosom and give him prasadam.
So one day, Srila Prabhupada came to Paris, and he went on his walk when he passed the park.
Jedna dana što Prabhupada je posjetio Paris i krenuo je na šetnju koja je prolazila pored parka.
All of a sudden, from behind a bush, the dirty figure of Pig Pen emerged and he threw himself on the ground before Prabhupada and grasped his lotus feet.
Iznenada iz nekog grma prljava figura Pig Pena se pojavila i skočio i zgrabio što Prabhupada za uzdrav stopala.
And the devotees were totally afraid. What would he do? This Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was mentally retarded. You never know what Pig Pen was up to. And the Vyasa was so shocked, you know, immediately 10 brahmacharis jumped on the poor Pig Pen, you know, and just carried him and threw him in the bush.
Onda 10 brahmačara je brzo skočilo, hvatili su Pig Pena i bacili ga u grmlje.
Prabhupada was also a little surprised, you know, it was, came totally unexpected. But then the devotees, they're just carrying Pigpen away, throwing him, he said, no!
Prabhupada piše da nađen je što je desilo vrlo neočekivano. Međutim, kada je vidio da ovi nose, Brahmači nose tih pena da ga bacaju u grbnje, on je rekao ne.
But everything went so fast, you know, no one thought Prabhupada continued his walk.
Ali sve tako brzo se desilo da nije stiglo, da ga Prabhupada nije stavio početati.
The next day, Srila Prabhupada was entering into returning back from the temple, from the morning walk, and was going into the temple. You have to know, when Prabhupada went on a morning walk, most of the temple devotees just followed behind him.
Ne znamo znati kad je še prapad odlazio na jutarnje šetnje, većina bahta bi ga pratila iza.
So only those who had to prepare the breakfast, prasadam, and other important services which could not, which had to be done during this time of the day, only those few devotees stayed back in the temple.
Samo onih nekoliko bahta koji bi pripremali doručak i radili druge važne službe su ostali u hramu.
So when Prabhupada came to the temple room, all of a sudden this pig pen who had waited in the temple room, hidden in the temple room, again, you know, rushed to Prabhupada and threw himself on the floor. That was the first time that he was had managed to slip into the temple. And everyone was like, and he kneeled down before Prabhupada. And he said, see me, see me, see me.
I on je klečao pred sa Prabhupadom i vikao je, pogledaj me, pogledaj me.
And look at me, how fallen I am.
Gledaj me, kako sam pao.
How totally covered by the material energy and pushed down by Maya's force.
Kako sam totalno prekriven materijalnom energijom i pritisnut dolje sa silom Maja.
He didn't say this because he was mentally retarded, but he said, see me, look at me. Carried this meaning. And he was crying tears. Prabhupada touched his head. And he was patting him on the head for for a long time. And the devotees couldn't do anything because he had the milas of Srila Prabhupada. Then, you know, they wanted to at least, then Prabhupada continued on and said on his Vyasa san, and he gave a lecture on book distribution. How fallen the state of the conditioned souls is in Kali Yuga, and how they absolutely require the knowledge about Krishna. So Pigpen, who had gotten the mercy of Prabhupada, was sitting all this while leaning against the wall, and no one could say if he understood or not understood. After the lecture, the devotees brought him to the bathing room and Five brahmacharis scrubbed him for 5 hours.
Nakon lekcije odneli su ga u ponu i tamo su ga pet brahmacharja ribali 5 sati.
And the water which flowed from pig pen was a dirty, you know, very dirty water, black, black smelling water.
I ta voda koja je otjecala od pig pena bila je crna, zadarajuća voda.
But you know, he had received the meal of Prabhupada, you know. He became the dishwater washer. So, Prabhupada was gone, and then one evening, everyone looked, it was lecture time, but Pig Pen was also gone. See, the temple president said, he knew he was in Nikko. He has left. It was reported that books were missing from the books, book lager.
Znači, bilo je primjećeno da su nestale knjige neke iz book lagera.
See, said the temple president, he has even stolen books.
Rekao temple president, još vidite, čak je knjige ukrao.
Yes, now.
Znao sam.
So then after, you know, the lecture was almost over, they heard a knocking at the temple door.
Lekcija je bila već skoro gotova, čuli su kucanje na vrata, vratima od rama.
Pigpen was there. And he gave the temple president Lakshmi. And no one understood, what have you done, Pig Pen? Where were you all the day?
Prabhupada!
Books! Huh? Books! Hmm. Hmm. So he meant to say that Prabhupada had said the books should be distributed and he had done it. But he couldn't speak properly. This is a milost of Srila Prabhupada. Pig Pen is still a devotee. He's still a book distributor.
Yes.
He has, he's initiated, his name is, sorry I forgot the name, but he's in America. He never was a super, super first class book distributor, but he did what he could and does what he can and is satisfied. Prabhupada is satisfied with him. So this moving story tells us two things. The mercy of Srila Prabhupada in taking on austerities even to preach to the fallen souls like Pig Pen.
Želja da preuzmemo na sebe, da u dijelo prenesemo, kao što će Prabhupada dao milost Pig Penu.
And it also tells us that we have a chance.
Također nam kaže da mi isto imamo šansu.
Especially if we take on to the mission of Srila Prabhupada.
Specijalno ako prihvatimo misiju Srila Prabhupada.
It is very important that each devotee in the Krishna consciousness movement understands the mission of this movement. And when you understand the mission and become part of the mission, then you are really properly situated in this wonderful movement. In this movement there are two missions. One is a personal mission, that I want to become a pure devotee of Krishna. And the second is, we want to help as many people as possible to also take the benefit of Krishna's mercy.
Druga je da želimo, pokušavamo da što je moguće više ljudi također dobi dobrobiti i Krishna milosti.
The first ethical value in Krishna consciousness is help yourself first.
Prva etička vrednost u svijesti Krishna je pomogni sebi prvo.
Because if you are not in order, then how can you help others?
Ako ti nisi u redu, kako možeš pomoći drugima?
The second principle is to help others.
Drugi princip je pomoć drugima.
See, in material consciousness, it's almost impossible to help people.
Materijalne svjesnosti gotovo nemoguće pomoći ljudima.
Because you always discriminate between friends and enemies.
Jer uvijek radite razliku između prijatelja i neprijatelja.
Yes. Politics, Prabhupada writes, involves accepting one group of men as enemies and another group as friends.
Politika, kao što Prabhupada uključuje, da prihvaćamo jednu grupu ljudi kao prijatelje, a drugu kao neprijatelje.
Everything in politics is based on this philosophy, and the entire world, especially at the present, is engrossed in it.
Sve politici je bazirana na ovoj filozofiji i svijet je uklonjen u tom.
Devotees especially do not create friends and enemies.
Bhakti specijalno ne stvaraju prijatelji i neprijatelji.
Therefore a devotee treats friends and enemies equally by trying to educate them both in Krishna consciousness.
Bhakti tretira jednako i prijatelje i neprijatelje i pokušavaju jedne druge obrazovati u svijesti Krishna.
Yeah. A devotee never creates a situation of friendship and enemy. He is highly afraid of this discrimination which is due to material consciousness. In the third canto, Krishna says that he, as the blazing fire of death, devours those who live in this consciousness. So, Krishna, on the other hand, is extremely pleased with someone who works on this platform where he tries to elevate the people. Yogis may stand on their hands for thousands of years, but Krishna is very grave. It is not necessarily impressed.
Yogi može tisućama godina dobiti na glavi, ali Krishna je već toga ozbiljan i nije baš nešto impresioniran.
But if someone just tries to give Krishna consciousness to others, Krishna is extremely impressed.
Ako neko pokušava davati svjesnost Krišne drugima, Krišna postaje vrlo impresioniran s tim.
Prabhupada has given once the example that even a simple-minded person can do this and in this way become dear to Krishna.
Kako kaže da čak i vrlo osoba jednostavnog uma, jednostavna osoba može to učiniti i postati draga Krišna.
He gave the example of a simple farmer boy who does something extraordinary in the Raj and therefore becomes recognized by his country with a golden medal.
Da primjer jednostavnog dječaka sa farme sela koji učini nešto specijalno u ratu i tako dobije zlatnu medalju od države.
So if a devotee tries to spread Krishna consciousness, Krishna gives him a medal.
Ako Bhakta pokuša napraviti nešto specijalno u širenju svjetlosti Krišne, dobija od Krišne zlatne medalje.
This person has done something valuable for me. This person has tried to please me. Oh, I'm so much happy with this person. So therefore we should pray, please, my dear Lord, engage me in your compassionate mission. What is compassion? Our hearts are like deserts. What is compassion? Who has an idea? What is the word in Croatian? Veda samilos. Samilos is there. Yes. We are collecting opinions now. Mataji, what is your thoughts about this question? We have very merciful Mataji, so they have an idea. I think Yashashvini has a lot of mercy to the press people. She will be able to tell us. It's an interesting question, isn't it? What are your thoughts on the subject? Feelings. Feelings, that feelings. Yes, what is your name? Yes, Munishvara, please. Yes. Whatever you said was very nice. I want to give a little analytical description of compassion now. As some of you, I think, feel, it's difficult to feel compassion, especially if one is a little egoistic. Then one thinks only about himself when one is egoistic and doesn't. And only feels.
Ako neko egoističan, da samo misli i osjeća za sebe.
Erich Fromm once said something very interesting about the concept of love, which most of the people have. He said most of the people think love means I should be loved. He said that's a misconception. Love is something which comes in the process of giving. So compassion first means to think about others suffering. Let me express it differently or more correctly. In order to get compassion, you must first think about the suffering of others. You must understand the suffering of others. You know, the simple example, Maladitsa, begins to scream. If you want to... So, I think this is a good example. So you have to understand the sufferings of others first. Why does he always look so... Why is he not happy and is always angry? Why are the karmis so passionate? Because they lack something. The next step is you have to have a desire to help this person. And the third step is you have to work to do something. So we look at modern society, it is like a shining apple which inside is rotten. People have such high hopes to get some ugas, while eating it.
Ljudi imaju tako visoke nade da će dobiti veliki ukus jedući tu jabuku.
And then they bite deeply into material sense gratification.
I onda duboko zagrizu u čudno materijalno uživanje.
And it tastes so bad.
A ukus tako loš.
Then these poor fools think, oh, I didn't bite from the proper angle, I will try again. And more and more, vishe, they try and they get more and more frustration as a reward. Vishe, yes. So, we must help, there must be some help. They need a kirtan. They need some proper knowledge. They need prasadam from the Ganga Prasad production. They need the nauchka of self-realization, the science of self-realization. Yes, samopoznaje kitski. So they really need it. So if you want to become dear to Krishna, please reach. Distribute the knjiga. The prasadam. If you are a philosopher, write philosophical articles and spread them in all the newspapers. Everyone should do something to save the poor pig pens of this world.
Yes.
then you will become happy and make others happy. So marathon is coming today. Let us help our Sankirtan devotees with encouraging words. Give them full support and pray to them, please give your intelligence, your words, and your physical strength to this mission. And we can also help in this marathon to give books to others. We can buy books from the temple and distribute them for a little profit for us. Or we can just give them as presents away to our friends and dear ones. So I want to thank all of you for listening patiently to what I had to say this morning. And I wish our Sankirtan devotees a lot of support from the Supreme Lord, who is residing in everyone's heart and who can direct you and also the people to you. May you have full strength of intelligence and Krishna consciousness and give the best. Rest assured, Krishna will recognize you. As I said in the summer camp, Krishna has a book. Just like Yamaraj also has not only one book, thousands of books. He has a secretary called Chitra Gupta who writes down every little mistake and sinful activities which a conditioned soul does.
On ima sekretara, zove Chitra Gupta, koji napisao svaku malu grešnu aktivnost koju je ona duša napravila.
Međutim, Krishna has a different book. He writes every little act of devotional service down.
Krishna ima drugačiju knjigu, on piše svaku i najmanju aktivnost koju je ona služenja koju je duša napravila.
And someone who's in this book, he has, let me say, an abonnement of mercy.
Krishna.
Abonnement, subscription, a mercy subscription. Isn't that dobro?
Yeah.
So, Hare Krishna. And do you have any questions regarding this subject matter? Yes. What is your name?
Shruti Sadhana.
Oh, Shruti Sadhana.
Odbor, republički odbor za suzbijanje ovisnosti od droge, alkohola,
pušenja.
Molili ne samo nas, nego i druge vjerske zajednice da daju svoj prilog u tom.
Yes.
Federal Department for addressing drug abuse and smoking and all this was asking
that. Ja bih molio ako nam možete dati uputu, što bi mi mogli njima predložiti da se ljudi odviknu pušenja alkohola, droge, u smislu da činimo nešto ovako promptalno za sve ili da damo nešto pojedincu što bi moglo efikasno utjecati na njega da se on odvije.
What is your advice that we say to them, what is our program or how we can what we can recommend to help those people who are addicted to these things of drugs also.
Yeah.
Should we recommend something for some individuals or for collective?
I think we must help them individually.
I think that they are formally individual.
But one can have a general approach to it. First of all, they must be educated that something is wrong with this habit of drug taking. That they kill themselves when they do it. Then the second is, they must be willing to change something. And the third is, they must have they will want to change something. If we offer the third possibility, third point, it is higher taste.
I treće je da oni će biti voljni promijeniti se ako im ponudimo viši ukus.
And that you can describe how a higher taste comes.
I to možeš opisati njima kako dolazi taj viši ukus, alternativa.
There has to be physical, mental and intellectual higher taste.
Mora postati fizički, mentalni i intelektualni viši ukus.
For the body, they must get nice food.
Za tijelo treba dobiti dobru hranu.
Prasadam.
Prasadam.
You can say, soon we will have a prasadam factory, the Ganga Prasad factory, which can give them, can supply to the millions of drug addicts in Croatia, good prasadam. It would be good business for Andaka. And the mind can be purified by getting a zeal in the life. And by chanting Hare Krishna. Or at least by praying to God. Like the Alcoholics and Anonymous, that works very good, this program of the Alcoholics Anonymous. Anonymous, what is it about? Anonymous Alcoholics. You have them people don't want to know, to be known as alcoholics, but they can call this a number and a person, and they don't say what is their name, and they don't see the person, and they ask them for help. It's anonymous. What is the word for anonymous?
Anonymous.
Yes, anonymous, yes.
Možemo predložiti nešto kao što ima vani, ne znam da kod nas ima, da ima broj telefona koji alkoholičar koji ima problema može nazvati, ali ne mora reći ime kao anonimni alkoholičar i može dobiti savjet i pomoć bez da se otkrije ko je.
And they have great success.
I to društvo koje radi takve usluge ima veliki uspjeh.
They teach the people to pray, my dear Lord.
Oni uče ljude da mole, dragi moj gospodine.
Who you are in heaven?
Dragi moj gospodine, koji si u raju?
Please give me the strength to overcome my deadly addiction.
Molim te, daj mi snagu da prevaziđem svoju smrtonosnu ovisnost.
And it works. The dear Lord in heaven, just gives the snagu.
I to funkcionira. Dragi gospodine, u raju, daj snagu.
Okay, Shruti Sangara, you will now make a revolution in the drug compartment of the federal. Very nice. That's all right. Yeah. Any other question?
You said that you have to give yourself a part of the mission.
Yes, very important.
And as far as our congregation...
We want preaching members, not sleeping members, Prabhupada said.
As far as our congregation is growing, it seems not easy to engage in, all these people like this big bank and engage just come in temple and this because also our area is not so big.
Yeah.
Like in the congregation we have But how to organize things that all the people can feel that they are really connected to the mission, that not this entire the temple and outside the temple. So that they really, not just some words, but they can really be engaged.
Well, first of all, we have to see what can people actually do.
Rečeno na lekciji, da vsi moramo biti dio misije Šila Prabhupada in pošto naša kongregacija članstvo raste, izgleda da nije moguće da svi kao Big Ten dođu u hram i dijele knjige, pogotovo što je recimo isto naša zona mala za razliku od Indije kada ima veliko područje i što je postoje taj mentalitet oni koji su u hramu i koji su iznad hrama i kako da zaista svako se može održati na način da zaista svašo da je dio te misije.
Yes. First of all, we have to see what people can do. Some have work obligations, we cannot, and family obligations. We cannot advise them to do something impractical, but it must be relevant to their situation.
Prije svega moramo vidjeti šta ljudi mogu učiniti. Neki imaju obaveza da se prema obitelji idu na posao, tako dakle, se trebamo praktično dati nešto praktično što oni mogu skladiti sa svojim obavezama.
First of all, I feel we must engage the people in that they have some sort of sadhana.
Prije svega moramo tako angažirati ljude da imaju neku vrstu sadhana.
We must make it tasty for them that they do this.
I čak da im učinimo ukusnim to.
By our own example. Then the second step is we have to really think at which things we can involve them in. Here in Zagreb we are building the temple and there must be many possibilities to engage people.
Ovdje u Zagrebu se prema gradnja templa i zaista mora biti puno mogućnosti da se oni uključe.
Then another possibility which we find out in Germany is to engage them in prasadam distribution.
Druga mogućnost koju smo mi, koju mi primjenjujemo u Njemačkoj je da ih angažiramo u prasadam distribuciju.
The temple or the temple project produces prasadam and they are distributing it everywhere.
Tako hram ili neko hramo proizvodi prasadam i onda oni distribuiraju svukuda.
I can well imagine that we discuss with the devotees who are engaged in food for life that there are many different possibilities which one could brainstorm to engage the congregation.
Sigurno sam ako diskutiramo sa vaktama iz food for life da će se naći dosta mogućnosti da se angažiraju ljudi.
Another thing which we are trying very successfully in Germany is that congregational members go to the libraries and present sets of Prabhupada's books there.
Druga stvar koju mi uspješno radimo u Njemačkoj je da inspiriramo članove kongregacije da idu u knjižnice i prezentiraju kompletne knjige.
That's an area which is not yet covered by our book distributors.
To je područje koje nije pokriveno sa našim.
And it can and should be done, this area, in a professional way, you know, with a presentation map, letters of recommendation. They just need to go there, say, this and this library has taken already, you know, like, it's not difficult, in other words, just a little, they need to be trained to do this. Then another possibility is Sankirtan meetings, I know Sankirtan, congregational meetings. Maybe we call it congregational devotees for the Sankirtan meetings, that's really not intelligent, sorry. Translation. Many things can be translated. And we have to think a little. We have to meet together with the temple and devotees, the temple president, the vice president, and so on, have a nice brainstorm for two. There we get engaged in. Yes, anyone else? Dolores. Yes. Yeah, very good question. Will you repeat it in Croatian? You don't have to wait until you are self-realized soul, Dolores. That might take some time. You can even give a book when you are totally a Maya. Sorry, mistake this. Can you What I meant to say, however, is that if you feel that you are life is not totally, you know, if you feel you have no snaga, no strength. You shouldn't just make a plan to save the whole world. You have to first get into shape yourself. Sometimes this is done when you preach. It's ambivalent, you know. On one hand, said you first save yourself, then speak of saving the world. On the other hand, is by preaching, by helping others, you will be saved. I remember a very extreme example in Germany. It was about a boy who was totally... He went to the discotheque. Friend of Lord Krishna. He just wanted for that night to swim in the ocean of the mode of passion. By breaking all kinds of spiritual principles. So he met a girl. And he talked and talked and talked to the girl. And they totally forgot, you know, by this preaching, they totally forgot where they were. They did not jump around on the dancing floor. And then they went home. But also there, they had no enthusiasm to break any principle because they were just talking about spiritual subject matters, and their minds were purified from the enemy lust. So the boy was saved by his own preaching. Isn't it? Don't you have the experience sometimes when you start talking about spiritual subject matter, then the heart becomes unburdened and a little free because the mode of passion and ignorance is destroyed if you, by Krishna Katha. That's what I like about my life. I always talk about spiritual subject matters, even if I'm totally in Maya, and it helps me.
Ja uvijek govorim o duhovnim temama, čak i kad sam mali, to mi pomaže.
So wonderful life. Hare Krishna, we were speaking about you, Andaka. We spoke about the Ganga factory. That this is one of the features of our movement.
Future.
Future. And Dr.
Prabhu ki.
All right. Hare Krishna.
Yesterday morning you were speaking that we must practice Krishna consciousness with a healthy body and healthy mind. So my question is, what does doing healthy mind regarding the point that our mind is sick or contaminated until we are become pure devotees? Mm-hmm.
Rekao sam kako se da test Krišna sa zdravim tijelom i umom, ali kako može biti um nije, znamo da on nije zdrav dok nismo čisti bhakti.
How can the mind become healthy?
Kako um može postati zdrav?
Well, you know, when you are sick, the doctor first asks you to make
Kada ste bolesni, doktor vas prvo pita, napravite
a. Then he looks in your ear.
Gleda uši.
And then he looks into your eyes.
Watch.
So, then you, to be spiritually healthy means your tongue speaks the right thing. Your ears hear the right Krishna Katha. And with your vision you have the right understanding of your life.
I sa vašoj viziji imate jasno razumijevanje, pravilno i ispravno razumijevanje života.
Then your umski is naturally very happy.
Onda je vaš um prirodno prvo sretno.
Very nice analogy.
Vrlo lijepa analogija.
So then you feel not so well in your stormy bhakta days. Then you just go like self-diagnosis. Are you talking the right things, or is that a mixture of pride, prajalpa going on?
Ako imaš problem u svojim ogrinim fakta danima, onda pogledaj u svoj jezik i uši osmo, da li govoriš kada stvari, da li slušiš kada stvari, da li
Yes. Test your ears. Are you hearing the right information? Do you really hear spiritual knowledge? Do you really hear the holy name? Then your vision. Do you see yourself as a servant? Or are you desperately holding on to the concept, I'm the Yasam Shefer? Then you can self-diagnose dobrodošli. He came to have darshan of the daily. Second time already. He may have been a devotee. On Radhakund I saw, I visited this one temple, and every morning at 7 o'clock they distributed halava. And there was always this one dog, he stood in line. And everyone knew him, you know. And the pujari just, you know, when the term of the dog came, just and in Beograd we had Maharaj Shimi.
With
a white pigeon, beautiful white pigeon. He used to live in the bathroom to have sadhu sangha, you know, with the devotees in the morning. And he would, you know, always listen very carefully to the Mangala Arati from the bathroom. The bathroom is just before the windows. He was up there, there was a window. And then just opposite is a door which goes up to our beautiful temple.
And we like to see the amount of water that's on it, and we like to
see the Shivi was always sitting there.
Shivi, how would you like to see the
And they tried, because he was so beautiful, they tried to hunt him. By putting another pigeon of this kind, a beautiful pigeon, like kings would have them, you know, a female pigeon. The pigeon salesman put the female pigeon there. Then he wanted to go. But Chibi just shook his head. Yes, I'm brahmachari. He died in a very auspicious way. Devotees buried him, gave a little, I think, Ganga water in this thing, in this big Maybe one of our Grihastha couple gets a child, it will be Maharaj Shivi. Grihastha couple like Nityananda Ram. The pigeons. You had already. Anyone else? Yes? Speak loud.
No,
don't think like this.
Never miss that much.
Every devotee who does service is important and dear to
Krishna.
We should all appreciate the service of other devotees. And never think our service is most important. This is Vaikuntha
mentality.
It depends on your capacity. But even if you are working, you know, at the back lines, so to say, you can, when you go out sometimes, give books to your parents or your brother, you can send him a book. Just understand the mission.
Okay.
Then think how you can also be part in a direct way if that is possible. But if not possible, you just cook or do whatever is done.
Ako nije moguće, jednostavno samo kuhaj ili radi već ono što je potrebno.
Krishna likes you the same.
Krishna te jednako voli i tako.
A very nice passage in the Bhagavatam, which I want to copy and we can put it on the black, you know, where everyone can see it, about this point.
Ima jedan vrlo veliki dio iz Šrima Bhagavatama koji objašnjava tu poantu, želi bi kopirati i staviti to tu na ploču.
My understanding is that both of these alternatives, which you possibilities, which you speak about, should be realized. Much prasadam, like I hear now the Sankirtan devotees say, you have a prasadam. But I feel it's absolutely necessary to give also big plates of prasadam, because you know, people think, you know, they speak so much about food for life, but you can't live by just a cookie. Imagine Bhakti Vilaka, you would come to the temple and you know, the devotees who are serving prasadam, he would say, okay, here for you, we only have, you know, a teaspoon full of vegetable, you would die from hunger.
Zamisli kad bi došla u hram i ona bi rekla, bakte, evo, za tebe imamo jednu plicu povrća. Ona umrla bi u gladi.
So I feel both projects are important to be done.
Ja mislim da su jedan i drugi projekt važni da se rade.
Yes, but we need more money.
Da, trebamo više novaca.
I want to give you a personal advice. It is very good if you put your zeals, your goals, on a piece of paper. You will see it works wonders. It's a mystical act. I will start again doing it. I did it when 10 years ago, and all my desires were fulfilled. It's amazing. I want $1 billion. Don't think this is wrong. You want it for your mission to serve Krishna. Lokanath Swami prayed 2 years ago, Dhanam Dehi, Kurala Madhava, Dhanam Dehi, give me wealth. That is for glorifying Srila Prabhupada. Dobro, I think because I don't want to imitate Srila Rukmini Sutta Prabhu, I'm not on his level of that we will have to end here. Also, it's the first day of marathon, we should not keep our Maharatis. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gauri jai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hare Ho.
Prasadam za Prabhu se gore, a za vas će u templu.
Do you remember Shivi?
Yes.
Yeah.